right, that's it for the show. Thanks for listening, etc. You've been listening to Sean Watson here on 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh. See ya.
Why are we getting killed like this?
Kyle's not here. Got caught drinking beer in the park a couple of nights ago.
Really?
Yeah. Zero tolerance. He's out for the season.
Harsh.
Hey, he knew not to drink. We've made that clear to all of our kids, right?
No, not really.
Bill, if we don't tell them what we expect and why they shouldn't drink, how are they going to know?
Talk. They hear you. For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You are listening to 88.3 FM WRCT Pittsburgh and streaming online at wrct.org.
I'm sure you're familiar with the kind of necktie parties we hold out here in the West. And the kind where the horse runs from underneath the guest of honor is the kind I like the best. And the side ain't rumored to be very pretty to see a man hang from a tree. You know everybody turns their heads so's not to look. Everybody except me. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I came to this town almost 15 years ago, and I've been here since that time. But it's just been in the past 5 years or so that I've had this job of mine. Some outlaws killed my wife and children. That had its effect on my mind. So when the sheriff offered me the dreaded job of hangman, I said, that suits me fine. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. Care what you hear from some prophet or some preacher, 'cause I know that revenge is sweet. And I can't help but grin at every single outlaw when all of a sudden there's no horse under his feet. And you probably think I'm strange, you might think that I'm disgusting, but it's my job, I handle it with pride. I've nothing left to live for since the passing of my family. My heart died with them, so did my mind. Now I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty. I'm the guy who slaps the horse, and I sure enjoy my duty. The guy who slaps the horse, that last guy was sure a beauty.
Touch. I take what comes and do my best and don't worry about the rest. I'll never become a millionaire. No fancy cars, no Perrier. I wake each day with a smile on my face and I join the human race. Tomorrow comes, another chance. It might just be my day. But either way, you won't hear me whine, 'cause to win, you've gotta play. I carry my needs in an old mill sack, and worries slide right off my back. Even Uncle Sam don't make me sweat, and when it rains, I get wet. When I'm knocked down, I'll bounce right back and keep headed down the track. I'll squint to see when the sun comes out, like water finds the quickest route. The simple life is the best I've told, then I'll live it till I'm old. What's the sense to worry about the things beyond control? You make yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. Steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. Yourself a nervous wreck until the church bells toll. A steady job ain't my cup of tea. I might just miss an opportunity, but I don't have not one regret. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, I get wet. When it rains, sure, I can get a little wet, but I dry off and things get back to normal. Hey, tomorrow's another day. You know, I just try to keep things simple if I can. So when it rains, I get wet.
He liked every kind of music but country. He liked every kind of music. he's sleeping alone again. Well, the fix was on, man, the cards were marked, and I lost my shirt to a dirty card shark, and I'm busted. Doggone it, I'm busted. And my baby ain't gonna cut me no slack when I come home without the shirt from my back. Looks like I'm gonna be sleeping alone again. Well, I'm walking down the street just kicking a can, holding my last dollar in my right hand. This day ain't turned out how I planned. At least I got a dollar in a kicking can.
Like me can't hack. It's early to rise, early in the sack. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, a simple kind of life never did me no harm. Raising me a family and working on the farm. My days are all filled with an easy country charm. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. And life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. When the work's all done and the sun's setting low, out my fiddle and a rosin up the bow. The kids are sweet, so I keep it kind of low. Thank God I'm a country boy. I'd play Sally Gooden all day if I could, but the Lord and my wife wouldn't think it very good. So I fiddle when I can and I work when I should. Thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got the old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a fun. Rather have a fiddle and my farming tools. Thank God I'm a country boy. Yeah, city folk driving in a black limousine. A lot of sad people thinking that's a mighty keen. Well, son, let me tell you now exactly what I mean. I thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on a griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. Thank God I'm a country boy. Till the day he died, and he took me by the hand, held me close to his side. Said, live a good life, play my fiddle with pride. Thank God you're a country boy. Well, my daddy taught me young how to hunt and how to whittle. Taught me how to work and play a tune on the fiddle. He taught me how to love and how to give just a little. And thank God I'm a country boy. Well, I got me a fine wife, I got me old fiddle. When the sun's coming up, I got cakes on the griddle. Life ain't nothing but a funny, funny riddle. I'm a country boy, yes!
Thank you. the cowboys did. I left home at 13, not realizing my mistake. That's what the cowboys did. Grew into a man on the wrong end of the law. Young men, they called me kid. Most of my time was spent doing nothing at all, 'cause that's what the cowboys did. Smiles and smiles.
takes 6 seconds or the length of 2 football fields for a large truck traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. Never cut in front of an 18-wheeler for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Today, 1 in 5 Americans experience emotional and mental health challenges, but many of us don't know how to ask for help.
At the American Psychiatric Association Foundation, we work every day to eliminate stigma and advance mental health. Visit mentallyhealthynation.org to learn more.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.
I'm the sun and the air. All the shyness that has been on early vulgar. I'm sun and air. But nothing in particular. You should shine.
Thank you. this is Adam Clayton here, the bass player from U2. You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh, 88.3 FM.
I'm feel I'm on top again. Maybe that's got everything to do with you. I'm alive.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for kids, teens, or young adults. It's just not.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals and volatile organic compounds into your body.
And nicotine, the same highly addictive substance found in regular cigarettes.
Nicotine can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
Affecting learning, memory, attention, and impulse control. And priming the brain for other addictions.
Vaping products also come in kid-friendly flavors that can make them appealing to youth.
And many kids also use other drugs, like marijuana, in vaping devices.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media,
many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping, because when you talk, they hear you.
For more information, visit underagedrinking.samhsa.gov.
You're listening to WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3 FM.
WRCT Pittsburgh. It's more fun when it doesn't make any sense.